Welcome to Elevate Care Insights. This is Gradle, and this video is to give you a guide on becoming a registered provider with the Care Quality Commission, or CQC, for domiciliary care services in the UK. In this video, we'll walk you through the essential steps and requirements to ensure a smooth registration process. First, let's discuss the crucial policies and procedures you'll need to have in place to meet CQC standards. You'll need policies covering a range of areas, including medicine management, safeguarding, infection control, governance, consent, equality, diversity, recruitment, risk management, quality assurance, person-centred care planning, staff training, and duty of candour. Each policy must meet the relevant legislation and guidance, such as the Health and Social Care Act 2008, the Equality Act 2010, and data protection legislation. These policies form the foundation of your care provision and demonstrate your commitment to delivering safe, high quality services. The Medicine Management Policy. The Medicines Management Policy outlines robust procedures for the safe handling, storage, administration and disposal of medications within the domiciliary care setting. It should cover processes for obtaining, storing, administering and recording medicines, as well as procedures for managing medication errors or incidents. Safeguarding Policy. This policy is crucial for protecting vulnerable adults from abuse or neglect. It should provide clear guidance and procedures for recognising, reporting and responding to safeguarding concerns. Additionally, it should outline staff training requirements and mechanisms for working with external agencies to safeguard clients. Infection Control Policy. The Infection Control Policy establishes procedures to prevent and control the spread of infections among clients and staff. It should include protocols for hand hygiene, personal protective equipment, PPE use, cleaning and disinfection, waste management and outbreak management, ensuring compliance with relevant infection control guidelines. Governance Policy. The governance policy sets out the framework for effective management, accountability and transparency within the organisation. It should cover aspects such as organisational structures, decision-making processes, roles and responsibilities, performance management and mechanisms for monitoring and evaluating service delivery. Consent Policy and Procedure. This policy outlines the process for obtaining valid consent from clients for care and treatment. It should detail how consent will be sought, documented, reviewed, and respected, ensuring that clients are fully informed and involved in decisions about their care and support. Equality, Diversity, and Human Rights Policy. The Equality, Diversity, and Human Rights Policy demonstrate the organisation's commitment to promoting equality, diversity and human rights in all aspects of service delivery. It should include measures to prevent discrimination, promote inclusivity, accommodate diverse needs and uphold the human rights of clients and staff. Recruitment Policy. The recruitment policy outlines procedures for attracting, selecting and employing suitable staff members. It should cover aspects such as job advertising, application processes, interviewing, background checks, references, induction and ongoing staff development, ensuring compliance with legal and regulatory requirements. Business plan. The business plan provides a strategic overview of the organisation's aims, objectives and operational plans. It should include market analysis, financial projections, marketing strategies, service development plans, risk management strategies and mechanisms for monitoring and evaluating business performance. Person-centred Care Planning Policy, PCCPP. This policy details how person-centred care plans will be developed and implemented for clients. It should outline processes for assessing individual needs, preferences and goals, involving clients in care planning, reviewing and updating care plans regularly, and ensuring that care is tailored to meet each client's unique needs and preferences. Staff training matrix or plan. The staff training matrix or plan outlines the training needs and requirements for staff members. It should identify mandatory and role-specific training, training delivery methods, training schedules, evaluation processes, and mechanisms for maintaining staff competence and compliance with regulatory requirements. Risk management policy. The risk management policy identifies potential risks to clients and staff within the domiciliary care setting and outlines procedures for managing and mitigating these risks. It should include risk assessment processes, risk management strategies, incident reporting procedures, and mechanisms for learning from incidents to improve safety and quality of care. Quality assurance policies. The quality assurance policy outlines procedures for monitoring, evaluating, and improving the quality of care and service provided. It should include mechanisms for gathering feedback from clients and stakeholders, conducting audits and reviews, implementing quality improvement initiatives, and ensuring compliance with quality standards and regulatory requirements. Duty of candor policy. The duty of candor policy demonstrates the organisation's commitment to openness and transparency when things go wrong in care provision. It should outline procedures for acknowledging and reporting incidents, communicating with clients and families, conducting investigations, and implementing corrective actions to prevent recurrence and promote learning and improvement. Additional requirements include public and employers' liability insurance, a quote or certificate, and also the Information Commissioner's Office Registration Certificate, ICO. The CQC have these requirements to promote risk management, legal compliance, quality assurance, protection of vulnerable individuals, and regulatory oversight within the domiciliary care sector. By meeting these requirements, you demonstrate your commitment to providing safe, high-quality care services. Once you've developed your policies, fulfilled the additional requirements, and prepared your application, you can submit to register with the CQC. During the registration process, you'll need to complete an application form, provide supporting documentation, and pay the relevant fee. The CQC will review our application to ensure compliance with their regulatory standards. Upon successful registration, you'll receive confirmation from the CQC granting you permission to operate as a domiciliary care provider. As always, please do like, subscribe, and leave any comments below. And also click on the links that we've provided you with to get more information from the CQC or to register with our training.